Good morning. Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Bhadra Sinha, Deputy Editor with the Print. In today's edition of the Print AM, I will tell you why the Supreme Court was scathing in its criticism of Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi, who has entered into a fresh dispute with the state government. Thursday was a busy day in the Supreme Court, but the one case that grabbed attention was related to re-induction of MLA K. Ponmudi in the Council of Ministers in Tamil Nadu government. A 3-judges bench led by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur made some serious observations against the governor for refusing to reassign a cabinet minister's berth in the state, despite the Supreme Court staying the minister's conviction in a corruption case. When a 2-judges bench of the Supreme Court stays the conviction, the governor has no business to tell us that this does not wipe out the conviction and it is non-existent, is what the bench said, adding that the governor's refusal defied the top court's order. Before I tell you more about what transpired in the court, let me first recall when and how the dispute over Ponmudi's reappointment as a minister in Tamil Nadu arose. Now, what has happened is that in December last year, the Madras High Court had set aside the acquittal of Ponmudi and his wife in a disproportionate asset or corruption case, which was filed by the Directorate of Vigilance and Anti-Corruption in 2011. So, Ponmudi had incurred disqualification under the Representation of the People's Act 1951 and had to resign as a minister. However, last week, the Supreme Court stayed Ponmudi's conviction. When the Chief Minister then sought to re-include him in the Council of Ministers, Governor Ravi wrote to him saying that since Ponmudi was held guilty by the Madras High Court for a serious offence amounting to moral turpitude relating to corruption, his re-induction in the Council of Ministers while he remains tainted of corruption would be against constitutional morality. The Governor stated that the conviction has only been suspended and not set aside by the Supreme Court. Now, why is the Tamil Nadu government insisting that Ponmudi can be reinstated as a minister? That is because Section 8 of the Representation of the People Act provides for disqualification of a lawmaker for conviction in certain offences. It says that a person sentenced to imprisonment of 2 years or more shall be disqualified from the date of such conviction and remain disqualified for another 6 years after serving time. However, the Supreme Court in 2018 had clarified that disqualification triggered by a conviction will be reversed if the conviction is stayed by a court. This means, since Ponmudi's conviction has been stayed by the Supreme Court, his disqualification as an MLA ceases to exist. It is for this reason that Tamil Nadu government approached the top court seeking a direction to the governor to accept Chief Minister M. K. Stalin's recommendation to re-induct Ponmudi as a minister there. And this is why the Supreme Court was furious when the governor refused to re-induct him. Now, Tamil Nadu government has not filed a fresh petition but has moved an application in an existing case. If you all recollect, months ago, Governor Ravi and Tamil Nadu government were at loggerheads over his delayed response to some crucial bills that were cleared by the State Assembly. The governor acted only after Tamil Nadu filed a substantive petition before the top court. Appearing for Ravi, Attorney General R. Venkataramani on Thursday raised objections to Tamil Nadu's application on technical ground. He said the state should have filed a separate petition instead of moving the court in a pending matter. But the bench snubbed the AG for raising a technical objection and wondered if it was the governor's best argument to defend his constitutionally illegal conduct by pointing fingers at how Tamil Nadu has come to the court. It asked the top law officer if he could suggest an alternative remedy to the state. When Venkataramani contended that the court cannot shut its eyes to procedural irregularity, the bench shot back by asking him what should they close their eyes to, the technical problem which Tamil Nadu faces or the virtual breach of the constitution by the governor. The judges then threw multiple questions at Venkatramani over Ravi's conduct to understand how did he take a view that Ponmudi's reinduction would be against constitutional morality. This virtually overruled SC's order, they felt. Venkatramani once again argued the point about the proceedings being brought inappropriately or against the established norms practiced in the Supreme Court. But the bench ignored it and instead narrated the facts of the case. While referring to Governor Ravi's reservation over Ponmudi's reinduction, the bench said that the figurative head of the state believes that the conviction is still existing, even though it has become non-operative after the Supreme Court staying it. The CJI reminded the Attorney General that the two judges bench of the Supreme Court that stayed Ponmudi's conviction did so on making a significant observation, which was that if it was not put on hold, then it would lead to irreversible consequences. CJI asserted that once the substantive order of conviction is suspended, there is no conviction. The bench went on to advise Venkatramani to avoid a situation in which the court would be forced to pass an order directing the governor to act in accordance with the constitution. The judges observed the governor had not been advised in accordance with the law and someone should inform him about the law which has to follow its course. It gave the Attorney General overnight time to come back and inform the court about the governor's decision. The law officer was told that the SC order has to be given effect and that the same was not up to someone's subjective perception about an individual. This is all that I have for you right now. Do tune in to the Print AM every morning to listen to the best news analysis.